Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff, and this is episode number 61. Thanks a lot for tuning in and checking out the show. We've got about a half an hour of great punk rock from all over the world. That's what we do every week. And actually, I apologize if I lagged a little bit getting this episode up. It's probably been more than a week. I'd say probably about two since the last one. Last episode was Around the World, all great bands representing all different countries from all over. And tons of great stuff on there. If you missed it, go check it out. And I was lagging on getting this episode up because I've been focusing so much on getting my band up and running. I've got a new band, and we're called Bitchin' Riff. And we'll be recording a killer batch of songs in about a month or so. And as soon as all that's up, I'm sure I'll probably go ahead and play something on the show for all you guys to hear. As of right now, I set up a Bandcamp and a Facebook page for the band so that people can kind of just get an idea and hear some rough demos up there, stuff that I demoed at the house, and it's coming out real good, so I'm real excited. We're going to record those songs in about a month, like I said, and it'll be all good. And let's see, on the show this week, I'll be playing brand new stuff from Dead to Me, something from Guttermouth. Old stuff. I'll play something from The Germs, JFA, and we'll start off with two older Lookout Records releases to kick off the show this week. First one, I'll go back to 96 for this first one right here, and it's off an EP called No Place Like Home by the band 15. Here they are doing Landmine.
I got four things to win. I couldn't afford college.
All right, when I said I was going to be playing early Lookout Records stuff, I bet you guys didn't know I was going to go all the way to number one, their very first release. That was The Lookouts doing Sometimes. That comes off the album One Planet, One People. And I am lucky enough to have a copy of that. It's the very first Lookout Records release. And it doesn't sound a lot like their other releases. A lot of short, fast songs. A lot of them about 40 seconds long. And for those of you who don't know, that is Trey Cool's first band from Green Day. And I recommend that album. Very good stuff. And you can track it down here and there. And we kicked off the show this week with 15, a cult favorite band. And they were doing the song Landmine off There's No Place Like Home. And again, that one came out in 96 on Lookout. And up next, we'll go to something from the late 70s, recorded sometime between 77 and 80, this one right here. Very influential band, and a lot of you have heard the name. If you've never heard the band before, here you go. Classic stuff. This is the Germs doing Caught in My Eye.
Near the In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, the In-N-Out Burger's on Camrose.
Near the In-N-Out Burger.
Those are good burgers, Walter.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
I like you. We walk, we talk, the truth, we stand you.
All right, that was JFA doing I Don't Like You. I pulled that one off We Know You Suck. That's actually a collection of earlier works from that band. And we had, before that, The Germs doing Caught in My Eye. I pulled that one off MIA. Up next, I'm going to play something from an album that I picked as one of my albums of the year last year. If you guys heard that episode, I hope you did. So much great stuff came out last year. And I hope you not only heard it, but went out and got at least some, if not all, the albums on there. A lot of great stuff. And the band I'm talking about is The Real Danger. Now, they're coming to us from the Netherlands, and Shield Recordings put out this album. The album's called Making Enemies. If you like what you hear, and I think you will, go to shieldrecordings.com to pick up a copy of this. So, so good. This is The Real Danger doing Another Mistake.
This is a crime, one that could get you a lifetime of imprisonment inside my mind. And I won't be alright unless you take it all back tonight. Turn your words back to unsaid and let this die.
I'm here with Metallica, the hot new heavy metal band from LA. And let's have them start with their name and what they do in the band. And let's start with you.
James Hetfield, rhythm guitar and vocals.
Lars Ulrich, drums and bongs.
Dave Mustaine, lead guitar. Cliff Burton, bass guitar.
I miss the barbecue.
great.
You know, you never can be too careful with those undercooked pork chops. You could get some disease.
Or worse yet, you could get struck by lightning or drown in a kiddie pool.
So don't be a fool. Be sure and take all the necessary precautions with having a barbecue.
This is Mr. Barbecue! Mr. Barbecue! I'm Mr. Barbecue! Yeah, Mr. Barbecue!
All right, so good right there. That really takes me back. That's Guttermouth doing Mr. Barbecue. Pulled that one off the full-length LP. That came out in 91 on Doctor Strange, and I can't believe it's been that long. That sounds like such a long time ago. We used to play that all the time at our parties. Good stuff from Southern California. And we had The Real Danger before that from the Netherlands, that band is from. And they were doing Another Mistake that comes off Making Enemies. Again, I want to mention, I picked that as an album of the year last year. So good. You guys got to pick that up.
With that.
All right, guys, time to pick the cover song of the week. This week, I'm going with a song that first came out in 1983, hit it big time in 1984, actually spent a few weeks at number one, and I'm talking about the song Karma Chameleon. Everybody knows that song. I am not crazy about the original, I'll tell you that right now. I don't know if it's because it's just been played to death or it's just really not a very good song at all. But it's good enough. It's got a good hook, and I'm a sucker for good sugary pop music like that, especially from the 80s. I was born in the mid-70s, so that was a very influential point in my life when this song came out. So, of course, it's going to get ingrained into my brain and my subconscious and just be a part of who I am, whether I like it or not. Now, I don't like the song that much, but I do like... from Culture Club. I do like the song Time, Clock of the Heart. That is a song that I'm not ashamed to say. I will crank that today and be proud of it. Very good stuff. But anyways, I'm going with a version that came out. This will be kind of foggy, a gray area right here. It came out, I'd say, 10 years ago. I don't have very much info about this band at all. The band is called Clubber Lang and the Heavyweights. Now, I got this in person from somebody in the band. One of my bands happened to be touring through, I believe it was Arizona at the time, and we stayed with these people, and very nice people, and they had this band, a home recording that they did, all cover songs, and we were having a good time with it. It sounded really good, and so I got a copy of it off the band, and it's just a CDR with no artwork, no information, no nothing on there except the name of the band and the tracks. So again, the band is Clubber Lang and the Heavyweights, and I loved how they did this song. Here they are doing the classic Culture Club 80s hit, Karma Chameleon.
There's a loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, what you say?
Come and go.
right, that's brand new stuff right there off Moscow Penny Ante. That is Dead to Me doing No Lullabies. Solid album. Go pick up a copy of it from Fat Wreck. Or if you're lucky enough to see the band live, get one from them on tour. And before that, we had the cover song of the week. It was Clubber Lang and the Heavyweights doing Karma Chameleon. And that'll do it, guys. All wrapped up here. Great week this week. Had some classics in there. A lot of fun stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you ever want to hit me up and suggest something on the show, by all means, get in touch. Needledropradio@gmail.com. That's actually what somebody did with the Lookouts. They recommended Lookouts this week. So I dug out that album, and I was glad I did. So I want to thank Vanessa at Fat Wreck. Also want to thank Gert Jan from Shield Recordings and Michael from The Real Danger. Thanks to all you guys. And thanks to Braden for recommending The Lookouts. Fit in great this week, and I was glad to play it. If you want to hear your voice on the show, I would love to hear from you. If you always want to be a part of the show, I have a way for you to do it. I have a message line set up, a hotline. Just go straight to voicemail, and you can call anytime from anywhere in the world. 347-ROCK-109. 347-762-5109. All the information is up on needledropradio.com, as well as all the playlists for every single episode I've ever done. And tons of episodes are streaming up there, so tons to keep you busy, and lots of good stuff. And keep spreading the word, guys. I'll keep you updated on my band, Bitchin' Riff. If you do want to find it, we're on Facebook and Bandcamp. Just some rough demos up there for people to get a general idea of where we're headed. And that'll do it. Thanks a lot, guys, and I'll see you next week.